T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And good morning. How are you today? Hope all is well in your world. Lots of interesting things to delve into during the course of the broadcast, and we usually try to start off with some sort of positive news. You know, we are in an era where, especially with the Democrats in control, it's not likely we're going to see very much legislatively take place that will be praiseworthy or encouraging. You add on top of that the fact that we are in the run-up to the 2020 election. So we have to take whatever victories that we can find. One of the big issues, in fact, the major reason Donald Trump is in the White House, is the immigration issue and how the border is managed. One of the things that people have complained about for years is this policy known as catch and release. It's really not smart at all. But then again, how many things does the federal government do that would go into a category you could characterize as smart? It just doesn't happen very much, does it? So one of those areas where we're seeing some steps in the right direction are efforts to rein in this catch and release effort. It's characterized as a loophole. In fact, what's happened now, the Department of Homeland Security is issuing what's called a Flores regulation, which will allow border agencies to detain migrants and children for multiple weeks until their legal claims for asylum can be completed.
Vince, how in the world can you suggest, as a Christian, this is the right thing to do? What's wrong with you?
This regulation replaces the 2015 court-ordered Flores rule, which said migrants with children must be released after 20 days, even if officials suspect the migrants are ineligible for asylum. What kind of sense does this make? I mean, who comes up with an arbitrary time period of, well, 20 days, we got to release them? Well, I'd say release them back where they came from. I know some people think this sounds totally cruel. Pro-migration advocates strongly oppose this regulation, even though it's likely to reduce the death of children who are brought up to the border by their job-seeking parents. The opponents, what do you think the opponents are going to do? They're going to go to court to try to block this before it goes into effect. Now, it's likely today we'll learn more about this regulation from the DHS secretary and from the Secretary of Health and Human Services. The regulation says migrants with children will be detained in state-licensed shelters until their various claims for asylum are either approved or denied. That sounds fair enough. And that doesn't put some sort of arbitrary timetable on this. Now, officials expect the promise of family detention will sharply reduce the economic incentive for migration from Central America, Africa, and Asia, because it will prevent migrants from getting U.S. jobs to pay their smuggling debts to the cartel-affiliated coyotes. Now, without the revenue from a job in the United States, migrants know they're likely going to lose the farms and the houses that they typically mortgage to pay the smuggling coyotes up front. Here's what's key about this, and I for the life of me, just don't see the logic of not putting the message out there to discourage people from starting this journey in the first place. That should be the goal. It's not so much stopping people at the border. That's part of the picture. But you have to remove the incentives that would encourage people to start this journey in the first place. And I would argue that this is the most civil thing that can be done. This is the most humanitarian step that can be taken. So what about this Flores court decision? It was made in 2015 by Democrat-nominated California judge Dolly G. Well, golly gee, Dolly G. Her decision enabled more than 433,000 poor family unit migrants to walk through the border since 2018. And then onto blue-collar American jobs, rental markets, and K-12 schools. Now, wealthy progressives, well, they're thrilled about this because it provides them with a new wave of cheap, compliant, and grateful workers to service their restaurants, clean their houses, and trim their lawns without intruding into their suburbs or their children's schools. This is so well written by Breitbart, because that's exactly what's taking place here. This is a pretty interesting story that was previously done. Did you know almost 80% of Democrat voters want to make migration easier, including 37% who say the goal is very important? GOP opposite, 77% want to make migration harder. Here's a class angle. Only 10% of Democrats say migrants take jobs mostly sought by Americans. It's kind of intriguing, isn't it? So this Flores decision, it broke the border because it forces officials to release migrants who bring children, the children migrants, just 20 days after they're caught at the border. But migrants can delay their deportations for more than 20 days by asking for asylum. This is why this is the current strategy. All you have to do is appeal for asylum, even though you may not qualify. So this two-sided loophole leaves officials with no choice but to release the asylum-claiming migrants, who are supposed to eventually face asylum hearings in Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, or whatever city the migrants say they live in. And by the way, what's going to happen with them once they go into these cities? Do you think you can count on the authorities in these cities to help turn them over to immigration authorities? Ain't going to happen. But the released grants avoid court hearings they expect to lose and instead hide in the vast population of illegal immigrants. Once a judge orders their deportation, then progressives, the establishment media, and business groups protest whenever ICE officials try to deport the migrants who've lost their hearings. So this is a win-win for them. This is how this thing works. It's time to change this rule. And I think now's the time. But brace yourself. As you know, the courts will step in to try to help out. Let's hope the courts do not prevail.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Judge G's loophole has also ensured the child swapping and the death of multiple children, including children who died from exposure of drowning while their parents were trying to evade U.S. border controls. Reuters reported this back in June. A 6-year-old girl from India died of heat stroke in an Arizona desert. Think about this a moment. What in the world is a 6-year-old girl from India doing in an Arizona desert. Her mother left her with other migrants to go in search of water. This girl, soon to celebrate her 7th birthday, found by U.S. Border Patrol, west of Lukeville, Arizona, when temperatures reached a high of 108 degrees Fahrenheit. Congress has repeatedly refused to close this loophole. GOP legislators argue that the businesses need more workers and consumers, while Democrats prefer to describe the migrants as victims of violence and poverty who deserve aid and welcome from Americans. So this just can't be dismissed as a Democrat problem. Has anything changed? I would suggest to you, no. The dynamic is still the same. These are the same Republicans. The same Republicans, by the way, who are going to be clamoring and begging for you to vote for them and give them the majority back in the House. This is not a pursuit of conservatives at all. Today, the administration closing one of the legal loopholes that's allowed human traffickers and smugglers to exploit our vulnerabilities at the southern border. This is a statement from a senior administration official. President Donald Trump has made it clear he's going to secure America's border at all costs, and this rule plays a vital role in the strategy to restore the integrity to our immigration system and our national security. We can only hope. But I also hope you get a clearer picture now in this effort to close this loophole, that you understand how this has been exploited over a period of years. I hope you also understand there is a political class in this country that is determined to allow this to continue. Don't think some war has been won in this area, because it has not. Don't think the election of Donald Trump is a fix, because it's not. Because legislatively, when even Republicans get the opportunity, they will uphold these things. They will completely ignore them. They will change nothing. Which means the next time a Democrat administration comes in office, they'll simply change this back. This doesn't have the weight of law, the force of law. I'd love to get your thoughts. Let's go first to a call from Johnny. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning. No, you're not speaking to Johnny. You're speaking to idiots here. Clearly, I'm an immigrant. And what I think is that I should have come in here, said, me no speak English, taken all the goodies, and just stayed. Because this is absolutely absurd.
Insulting, isn't it?
It's insulting to, look, never in my 23 years that I've been in this country have I ever been treated badly as an immigrant. In fact, I've been welcomed. I've never in my life lived in a more welcoming society. But all you guys need to ask for is just please do it legally.
It's pretty simple, isn't it?
Not that difficult. Vince, I've lived and worked in over 20 countries around the world. What happens in other countries, and it's a good idea just looking at what other countries do. You get your papers, you get your work papers before you go to the country. When you get to passport control, you present your passport and your work credentials there. You're then allowed into the country. When you go to wherever you're going to be living, you're required by law to go and present yourself to the local police station with your credentials, giving them your address, your telephone number, and off you go. And then when you leave after your work period, you go and report back to the police station. You say, hi, guys, I'm leaving. Thank you very much for being a guest in your home.
Wow.
I'm going now. Because as an immigrant, up until such time that I'm a citizen, I am a guest in the home called America.
Johnny, can we clone you?
Vince, I cannot describe to you the pure, unadulterated madness that is going on in this country. It's absurd.
Yes, it is. It is absolutely absurd. And again, I would thank you, Johnny. Thanks very much for doing this the right way, for your contribution in the fact that you're here. We appreciate. And of course, I can just hear people saying now, well, of course you're welcoming. He's here because he's white. Can you just hear? I mean, I can just hear the naysayers here. Of course, Vince is going to walk because he's a sellout. My goodness. Let's go out to Jim in Lincolnton. Got about a minute here, Jim.
Oh, gosh. Okay, first of all, on this immigration thing, these are not immigrants coming into the country from the South. They're colonists. We're being colonized. But secondly, I had an idea for a sitcom about a single father in Indiana with two sons. I was going to call it Hoosier Daddy.
Oh. Pretty bad. Boo.
If they want to find these people, all they need to do when they leave the courtroom, give them $1,000 in cash, tell the IRS about it. The IRS can find anybody.
That's good, Jim.
So I'll let you go with that. I think I took less than a minute.
You did a great job there, Jim. Very, very well done. Jim out of Lincolnton this morning. My goodness. How can I possibly follow that up? No bad puns or anything like that. I know it's shocking. Coming up, we'll have a local update on this immigration issue with ICE and what the state's trying to do. Stay with us.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Dave loved my reference earlier. I don't know what I said exactly, but he quotes me as saying, ain't gonna happen. Yeah, I've been saying that a lot lately, just for fun. Ain't gonna happen. Welder friend here, I guess I lack the compassion gene because I was raised by a man, but when they catch them, why don't they release them on the Mexican side of the border and say, adios? Okay. Also, recall Paul Ryan refused to secure the border. The 2 years Republicans had all three branches. U.S. Chamber of Commerce spent millions of dollars last election to keep the wall from getting built. Cheers. Another texter would like to know, is there a way for us to follow Johnny on Twitter? I enjoy talking with Johnny. Johnny's cool. Remember Johnny who called in a few minutes ago? Yes. Another texter saying he probably doesn't try to change our culture or have you and me pay for his upkeep. Well, that's correct. The executive takes action. The judicial overrides it. The legislatures stand by like cheerleaders screaming for the home team. After all the screaming, we are where we've always been. That is the most insightful thing somebody has written in quite a while. You're right about this. Isn't this what I've been saying all along? We have to be really careful about this, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to be super careful that this administration doesn't end up like the Obama administration, whether it's 4 years or 8 years. Because keep in mind, anything that's not done as an act of Congress, is not signed into law, can be undone with the stroke of a pen. Just remember that. We are in that period right now because the House is controlled by the Democrats. And if we don't get some genuine conservative leadership, and I do mean conservative, not just Republican leadership, it's going to be more of the same. More of the same. Another texter saying here, problem is not a lack of how to fix the immigration, but the politicians, neither side, want to. That's the problem, isn't it? I love this text. Vince, we have a name for people like Johnny who come here the right way. We call them neighbors. Cheers. This person, I assume, being sarcastic. How do you know he's white? Does a European of a different color sound different? Another person raised the same question. Vince, how do you know that he is white? Really? Also this, if you're not raised to believe Ebonics is your native language, does a black man have a different voice than a white man of the same area? Why are there no liberal radio talk shows? Because the right needs to keep repeating them. They've got to repeat themselves. If you keep repeating a lie, eventually people think it's the truth. So you repeat the same thing every day and your sheep believe. Oh, some of the people who call the show are just outright idiots. But I do love the show.
They tried left-wing radio and it failed. Air America thing.
Scare America.
Yeah.
Kind of bombed out, didn't it?
Sure did.
Who wants to listen to that claptrap? I mean, really, it's kind of worthless. Let's go out to Monroe and Kevin joining us. Good morning, Kevin.
How you doing, Vince?
All right, sir.
Hey, look, I run a route from Charlotte to Rockingham every day. And what I see out here is just unbelievable. And first of all, let me say, I am not a racist, and I am sick of being called that by the left. I'm sick of it. I work with a lot of Latinos, people from other countries. We get along great. I'm a great guy to get along with. But that's beside the point. But what I see out here on my route every day, I have regular customers, that the employers are hiring people. I've got one customer, that's all they hire. The plant is full of nothing but Latinos. And what I want to know is, are these people legal? That's all I want to know. Are these people in here working legally? And I went to a customer the other day. He's a small business, and he was bragging about, yeah, I've got five Mexicans working with me. And that's fine, but my question is, did you hire them legally? Are they here legally? And I'm seeing that more and more and more, especially in Union County. And again, I am not a racist. Please, I'm with these listeners. I don't want you to think that's what I am. I'm just seeing that a big problem with this whole immigration thing is employers hiring people, and they know good and well they're here illegally.
Now, how are they to verify this? How are you to verify this?
I can't verify it. It's just that how in just the last few years can this many people legally be here?
Okay. That's fair enough to raise that question, and I think this is one of the reasons why we have systems like E-Verify that's supposed to be used, so these employers can find out for sure whether a person has a legal right to work here. I mean, everywhere I have worked, there's this process to verify that, to make sure that you are legally allowed to work in the United States of America. Now, clearly, a lot of employers don't really care because they don't do these checks. I mean, how else can you have ICE agents go into a place of business and literally wipe out, what, 300-400 people? Because they didn't even bother. That's the way some of these workplaces are. By the way, here in North Carolina, Governor Roy Cooper, the spotlight is on him. He controls the fate of a bill that would require North Carolina sheriffs to comply with certain requests from federal immigration agents. This is not an override by any means. The vote 62-53. House members largely voted along party lines to approve a bill that will require sheriffs and other law enforcement officials to honor detention requests from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE. The Senate approved this bill back in June. The vote ends the legislature's summer-long debate over a bill that pitted Republicans against Democrats, civil rights advocates against tough-on-crime lawmakers, and urban sheriffs against the North Carolina Sheriffs Association. Now it all comes down to one signature. Will it be signed by Governor Roy Cooper? This is going to be a brilliant political issue. There's no doubt about that. And I'm sure that Roy Cooper is going to make sure he gets all the mileage out of this he can, because he wants those Democrat votes. The party's shifting radically left, and we all know it. GetMyPerks.com. So we've got these protests kicking back in Hong Kong. CNN has a reporter named Will Ripley. I mean, how does he sell himself? Believe it or not? Okay, that was bad. Terribly bad. Get to more of your calls here in a bit. One subject I want to address as well. Have you noticed all of the increased conversation about the possibility of recession? Now, I come from the school that suggests that the cycles that we go through are just that. They are cycles. And I think there's a profound level of arrogance to somehow think that we can effectively manage the economy 100%. I think that's foolhardy. Here's what I think is foolhardy. The people who think we can have continual growth all the time without downturns, that's silly. There are some, for political reasons, are trying to suggest that people are just talking about recession because they're trying to somehow portray the economic policies of Donald Trump as being the cause of that possible recession coming in. That's silly. Cycles, ladies and gentlemen. It's normal. And there are those who've suggested that we are overdue. Now, whether that happens or not, I don't know. But to make this personal for anybody, I think is silly. I think it's silly when Barack Obama is in office. It's silly when George W. Bush is in office. We face the fact that the economy has ups and downs. Nonetheless, the president says he's considering measures to bolster the economy, including a possible reduction in a capital gains tax, and continued his effort to press the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates. The administration's trying to play down the possibility of a slowdown. The president told reporters, "We're looking at various tax reductions." He said, "I'm looking at that all the time anyway. We're very far from a recession." What do you think? And I'm curious about those, especially those of you who do know, because, you know, the people who very often learn the signs of economic downturn, business owners. You know how these cycles look. You've been through this over and over again. I'd love to get your perspective as to whether you think we are on the eve of another recession. Why you believe that way? And what should be done right now? What are your thoughts? Over on the text line. I gotta edit some of these as I speak. Let's pick up here. We're not racist. We are protectionists. We're trying to protect America and our descendants, what they sacrificed to protect. Alrighty. Another person saying, "Darn the illegals. It's a silent invasion, and we better wake up." You better not use that word invasion. You'll be connected to killers. That's one of the things we're not allowed to say. Remember that. Vince, one of your texters used the phrase "our culture" referring to America. Please tell me, what defines American culture? Is it the way you dress? The way you talk? Food you eat? The gods you worship? The idea that people need to conform to some idealistic American image is insane. Vince, when I was running a smaller company a few years back, we weren't required to verify. For those companies, there's a quarterly fine and an annual fine. I think it totaled about $1,200 a year. Sounds like the government set this up to help give illegals jobs. Oh, boy. Adding, the fines were for numbers not matching up. Vince, the Federal Reserve protected Obama for 8 years. Anti-Trump folks have been forecasting recession from the day the man has been elected. Also this, back in 2007, the Democrats did the same thing when they tried to talk our country into recession when Bush was president. Some of the perspectives here on the text line. Let's go out to a call from Stuart in Charlotte. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
All right, sir.
I'm calling in regards to a development that's taking place right now within the Charlotte-Mecklenburg school system. There's a group called the New Teacher Project. That's a nonprofit organization. It's a national nonprofit organization that receives the majority of its funding from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Now, why this is important is because the CMS is going through a curriculum change, and they're basing this curriculum change upon the suggestions that were made to them by the new teacher project, which is funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And the majority of, well, the crux of the philosophical argument that they're making is that there's too much racial inequality in the schools, and that America itself is a racist state. Now,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.